Hey everyone, welcome to the INST2 podcast. I'm your host, Yu Payne. Today we're diving into a crucial topic in Project Management Critical Path Analysis, or CPA for short. So let me start by saying that CPA is like super important for managers and teams across all sorts of industries. It's basically this method that helps streamline projects by figuring out the most important tasks that determine how long the project will take. It's been around since the 1950s, but it's still really relevant today. Now, to really get CPA, there are some key terms you need to know. The critical path is the longest sequence of dependent tasks in a project, and it determines the shortest possible time to complete the project. Tasks are the individual steps within this framework, and you got to really analyze them to understand their scope and impact. The project duration is the total time that all the tasks on the critical path take, and predecessors are tasks that have to happen before others can start. It's like a skeleton that CPA builds on, you know? The main principles of CPA are all about logistics and timelines. It's based on the idea that if any critical task gets delayed, the whole project will take longer. So you have to be really systematic about identifying and monitoring these crucial activities. You also have to recognize that some tasks are more flexible than others, and this helps with prioritizing and dealing with uncertainties. To do CPA, you use the critical path method, or CPM. This involves identifying key tasks, estimating how long they'll take, and making a project network diagram. This diagram is like a visual blueprint that shows all the interdependencies and helps you find the critical path. When you're actually doing CPA, there are steps to follow. You got to assess and revise things as you go, and each step leads to the next. The goal is to end up with a comprehensive project plan that helps you make informed decisions. There are also factors to consider, like resource availability and dependencies between departments. You have to think about risks and be strategic to build a strong, efficient critical path. Common challenges include underestimating task durations or missing dependencies. These can mess up the critical path and threaten the project timeline. To avoid these issues, you should thoroughly vet tasks, build and buffer times for uncertainties, and get oversight from different teams to ensure alignment. CPA is super useful in project management. It's not just about scheduling. It helps reveal efficiencies that might be hidden otherwise. Like in software development, feature dependencies dictate the release timeline. By using CPA, the management team can allocate resources better and keep the project on track. In manufacturing, CPA is crucial for avoiding costly delays. It helps sync up machine maintenance, workforce shifts, and supply chain logistics. For example, when producing a new car model, different components have to be designed, tested, and assembled in a specific order to meet launch dates. Construction also benefits a lot from CPA. It helps plan out large-scale projects from start to finish, making sure materials, labor, and regulatory approvals are coordinated to prevent bottlenecks. A real-world example could be a high-rise development that needs a strict sequence of structural engineering, architectural design, and internal fitting before tenants can move in. CPA is great for decision-making. It helps identify potential bottlenecks early and suggest preventive measures. This leads to better resource allocation because you can see where human and material capital can be best utilized. Financially, using CPA can lead to significant cost savings. By proactively managing projects to avoid overruns, organizations can reduce operational costs from delays. These savings add up over time, improving the overall financial health of the business. Project management as a whole is improved by integrating CPA. It influences methodologies like Agile, Waterfall, and Scrum, promoting foresight, coordination, and strategic deployment. However, there are some misconceptions about CPA. Some people might think it's infallible, but in reality, it's a tool that's subject to changing project dynamics. It's not a set it and forget it thing. You have to continuously monitor and adjust it to reflect the real-time state of a project. Recognizing CPA's limitations allows project managers to use it wisely. While CPA charts a path, the journey often has unforeseen challenges. Acknowledging this and being prepared for it gives project teams a resilient mindset where CPA's guidance is seen as one part of a comprehensive project management toolkit. So to wrap up, critical path analysis is absolutely essential in modern project management. Its practicality across various sectors, along with its advantages and limitations, shows how significant it is in many ways. Professionals and organizations should definitely engage with CPA to improve their operational efficiency and strengthen their competitive position. Exploring CPA in depth is not just recommended, but crucial for those who want to lead with analytical precision and strategic foresight in today's project-driven business landscapes. Well, that's all for today's episode. I hope this has given you a solid understanding of critical path analysis and how it can benefit your projects. Tune in next time for more insights on project management and beyond. Until then, I'm Yu Payne, signing off.